Time now for the five things rewind. Nick Scherfield writes five things to watch before every Texans home game. We review it in the pregame show, and now we break it down in the five things rewind. One thing you wanted to check out was Andre Johnson's play. Needless to say, looked pretty darn good in the limited action.
Absolutely. It's a sensational 43-yard catch that he had kind of right behind where we are on the other side of the field there and jumped in front of two 49ers defenders. Matt Schaub rolled out a beautiful play action fake and just heaved it up for him and let him get it. And he did what Andre Johnson does. He came down with it, made a great catch. He said that after the game in the locker room, he said he thinks the corner thought the ball was just going to come to him or something. But he went and grabbed it instead. And a great play. And, you know, he said he was itching to get tackled. That was really the thing that he really wanted to go out and do because he hadn't got hit yet this offseason. He said nobody can touch him in practice. He went out there, played very well. His preseason debut, two catches, 49 yards. And the other receivers looked very good as well. Keyshawn Martin, Les Targene, a big game too.
Another thing you wanted to check out was the play of Whitney Mercilus. Kind of quiet on the whole tonight, but all in all, did well.
Yeah, after that 1.5 sack debut, you know, it was kind of round two for Mercilus. See what he could do in his second game. Didn't really hear his name called very much. The defense as a whole played very well, limiting the 49ers to just three field goals, and they had two sacks in that first drive. They had said he was going to get a chance to play some with the ones. He didn't really, he didn't have any sacks, obviously. Didn't see a lot of big plays out of him, but they like the progress he's made so far throughout the preseason. He's a guy who looks very much on his way to being an impact player for this team as a rotational pass rusher.
Trindon Holiday. Another week, another touchdown for him. That's one of the other things you wanted to check out.
Yeah, he did it again, an 87-yard punt return for a touchdown this time, straight down the right sideline, and he just turned on the jets and took off. And it almost looked like the punter might catch him there for a second, but couldn't really see that happening, and it didn't happen. So coming off a 90-yard kickoff return for a touchdown in the first game, they're giving him a chance to be the all-time returner if he continues to make special plays. He did it again today, and it's looking, harder and harder to see the Texans not giving this guy a spot on the roster because he just brings so much ability and so much electricity. You could feel the crowd getting excited on every return that he had. Even when we'd only get 4 or 5 yards in a return, people are getting fired up because if he makes one guy miss, he can go all the way. And for the second week in a row, he did that tonight.
A position battle was one of the five things to watch. It was fourth on the list.
Yeah, the right tackle and right guard positions. Derek Newton started at right tackle for the Texans tonight in place of Rashad Butler, who started last week. That's going to be a battle that continues next week through the preseason. Gary Kubiak said after the game, can't really tell too much of that looking at the film. But Antoine Caldwell started at right guard again over the rookie third-round pick, Brandon Brooks. And it sounds like, he might have a leg up in that competition right now because Kubiak said after the game that Caldwell is really making a push to be the starting right guard. Brandon Brooks had a couple holding penalties against him. He's a young player who's going to be a very good player for this team. But right now it looks like Caldwell has the advantage. That right tackle spot looks like it's really neck and neck.
Got to wrap it up with number five, Case Keenum. Came in kind of ho-hum effort, but he continues to do things, at least in practice, that are going well.
Yeah, Kubiak had said he was going to get more opportunities in this game, or he wanted to see him throw the ball more. They brought him in as the third quarterback this week. John Beck did not play. Keenum came in after Matt Schaub and T.J. Yates. Came in with 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. He only threw three passes. They ran the ball and kneeled the ball on the last drive he had, but his first pass, he came into the game, threw it on the first play, almost intercepted by a 49ers defender, but dropped right over him, right into the hands of Jeff Mail for a 20-yard gain, a really nice play by Keenum. Sold the play fake really well on that. They didn't really see, they saw the exact same amount of passes they had last week in the preseason opener, Carolina, but it was more time on the field for him, more time getting used to, commanding the huddle, calling the plays, leading the team, and he looked pretty good, in the limited amount that he got. So, the fourth preseason game will probably be the next time we really see him and see John Beck, but that's going to be a big game for both those guys.
Good stuff as always. Thank you, Nick. That's the five things rewind.